voiced concerns regarding your preaching, right. Even calls for you to resign, not just the presidency, but also at your own church. If you had just a few minutes to simply share your heart, clear the air, whatever it may be, what would you say to the Southern Baptists who may hear this and maybe even share some of those same concerns?
Yeah, listen, I understand why some people are concerned. I really do, because of what they're hearing. And I there's videos, and even people in my church, we've sat down and talked about it. And there's publications, things being said. So the best way I can describe, really, it's most of it centers, not all, but most of it centers around a Romans series that we did last year. And when we were outlining the series, you know, that's a responsible part of pastoring and preaching, is that if you're going to preach through something, you want to outline what you're going to cover each week. And so I was looking to do that, and I was in the process of doing that. And I remembered that my friend JD had already done that. So I called him and I said, can you send me a spreadsheet? He keeps his on a spreadsheet that shows me how you outlined it. I want to see how mine's lining up if I'm approaching this right. And in that process, he gave me permission not only to do that, he said, any material at all, you're welcome to it. And I appreciated that. And I had no intention of doing anything with it, except I enjoy listening to him, and I enjoy how he handles certain things in teaching. So I did listen to him. And here's what I want to make it very clear. Like any pastor, I used his material to help me outline it. And then I resources material after I'd done the Greek work, after I'd read my commentaries, try to get a sense of how this passage needs to be explained to my people. And there's a couple of places in particular where we share the same outline. And there's a couple of places in particular where I used a lot of phrases that he did. And I just want to say this, I want to be clear. I think the older you get, the more set you get in language. And you tend to rely on what you've used in the past. I've always been the guy who wants to always figure out, am I really connecting with people, my people? I want them to understand this. I didn't do this, what I did, what it appears that I did. I don't think it's exactly what actually I did. But the point is, when I did it, I wasn't trying to make a name for myself. I was trying to help my people understand Scripture. And I'll be honest with you, Romans is an intimidating book for me. Now, you guys are a lot smarter than I am. It's probably not as intimidating for you, but it was. So I did rely on that. Here's the problem. I had permission, which I think means it's not plagiarism. The problem was I didn't, and it's obvious that I did not tell my people exactly the source that it came from. I didn't cite the commentaries I read either. And so that's what I have apologized to my people. They have very warmly accepted that. Our leadership and I have sat down and we've talked about how we can correct this, and we're in the process of correcting it. I'm fasting from certain things I've always done in preaching, and approaching every message I preach, whether it's at the convention or at a location or in our own church, I'm approaching it differently. And so I take this very seriously. And this is what I share with my people. Every week, you have trusted me for 27 years to be a man of truth. And so I have to tell you the truth. And if you can't trust me, then I have no basis of leadership in this church. And so we're grateful for the opportunity to address it. But the other thing is, I believe the Lord's forgiven me. And I believe that the Lord is helping me learn even a stronger, better way to communicate. And we're moving on. We feel like we're dealing with it. And,